B-Pod Studios.
Your smart speaker knows a lot about Boston sports.
Stupid me.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Right now, it's showtime at DJ's. Pop out, great big round of applause.
This song's got a bunch of swears in it. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Just real quick before we get to the Cleveland thing. Zion Williamson was 13 for 13 from the field yesterday, and he is not going to be much of a pro. I'm telling you right now why.
Why do you say that?
Because everything is an alley-oop or a fast break dunk. Literally, everything. He cannot shoot.
But you think Ben Simmons is going to be a star?
I think, well, Ben Simmons is a point guard that's 6'10".
But he can't shoot.
But it's a completely different
skill set. I understand what Fred's saying. It's a different skill set. Zion Williamson can't handle the basketball. I just think his athleticism is so far off the charts. And defensively, he's very, very good, can play multiple positions. And in today's NBA, it's all about transition offense and defense.
Okay, can I tell you how he scored in that game?
I watched.
No, but can I tell you how he scored?
Okay.
They didn't even try to box him out. I mean, he was getting rebounds and dunking against that 2-3 zone, which for some reason the Michigan State Spartans couldn't figure out.
Yeah,
but everything's a dunk. He's not going to be able to.
How many baskets did he have in transition? A lot.
Yeah,
that's what he will excel in at the next level.
He doesn't
play with his back to the basket too much, which takes away the height problem. He's 6'7", 285, or 6'8", 285, and he runs like a gazelle. There aren't many athletes like him out there.
Do you think there's a lot more in the NBA than you would think? Do you think he's going to be able to rebound like that in the NBA?
I think he will, yes.
Okay.
I do.
Well, money's put the money where your mouth is.
We talking numbers now?
Check. I won't.
You want to race for pigs later?
I don't. Whatever stupid crap team drafts him, you know, he'll probably be on the court 48 minutes a night because they're going to sell tickets.
Yep.
So I won't go with statistically because I think that you agree that if whatever crap team he goes to, they're gonna just go.
Yeah, he's going
to
play a lot.
They're going to trot him out.
Yeah, he's going to play, 38, 40 minutes a game, whatever it is.
By the way, not to completely sidetrack, but regarding like Zion, you know, there's a lot of teams who knows who the hell is going to get him. How many teams have a chance of, like...
The Knicks are there. Phoenix is there, although Phoenix has done a lot of winning recently.
Okay, well,
the Knicks will probably wind up. That's the team.
And the big joke is that the Lakers will somehow end up getting him in some sort of random... What do they have, like a 0.0001% chance of the season of today? Okay, so did you hear the story that came out about Jeannie Buss and the Lakers and LeBron James and Anthony Davis?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is fantastic. Now, I don't know how true it is, but it makes me actually like Jeannie Buss a lot more. She's the owner of the Lakers. Now, that whole cluster F that happened during the Anthony Davis saying that he wasn't going to play anymore and demanding a trade, that all ended up backfiring on the Lakers in so many more ways than one. I guess Jeannie Buss was so pissed off that LeBron James' agent was the one who more than likely leaked out that everyone except for LeBron James was on the table for the trade, that she actually considered trading LeBron.
Yeah,
that would have been great.
Which would be the best moment in NBA history. If LeBron James got traded from his little precious place that he wanted to be, that would have been the greatest. And that would have been the first moment that LeBron didn't get absolutely everything he ever wanted and someone basically slapping him back to reality. And did you see that stupid thing?
It's funny if you like went to Utah.
Oh, it would be amazing. It would be just trade him to Siberia. Trade him to basketball Siberia.
Other than Lonzo Ball getting traded to like Toronto, that would be something I would want the most.
It's still Utah. And it goes against everything he wanted by going to LA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'll take this call. Ron. Hello, Ron.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey. Good.
Really brief. I was just talking about in regards to looking at Zion and you always kind of critiquing his ability not to shoot. I can just say three names. Shaquille O'Neal, Dwight Howard, along with Charles Barkley. Okay. None of them had ability to shoot. Legends.
Charles Barkley could certainly shoot.
Dwight Howard, I apologize.
And Dwight Howard and Shaquille O'Neal would not be successful in the NBA right now.
No, the game has drastically changed, yes. And Dwight Howard's been fading for a while. And I was actually talking to someone. Would Shaq be nearly as dominant?
No.
Considering he'd have to play defense on the perimeter.
He'd still be great.
But would he be the bully who ran over everyone and dominated everyone?
Nope. That's not the way the game's played anymore.
He'd still be an all-star.
The future of the league is a guy a lot like this guy, Williamson. If Williamson learns to shoot, he is the prototype of what this league is looking for.
If he can shoot threes and he develops that, absolutely.
And what's to say that he can't learn? You know, I mean,
Al Horford hasn't yet. See, the thing with Al Horford, though, is
by the way, Barkley was a terrible three-point shooter.
He was a terrible three-point shooter, but he was also an elite. What would you put Barkley as, a top 10 player of all time?
Not top 10, but certainly top 25 or top 20.
People don't understand how good he was. No. He was the best player on the Dream Team. I mean, Barkley was insane.
Later.
Yeah. Barkley was sick. Yeah. Barkley was 6'6", 250?
No, he was 6'4".
All right, whatever he measures out at. 6'4 and a half, 250.
All ass.
I understand. And this guy is 6'7", 285.
And there's a... Well, okay, then I'll give you Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
Zach LaVine can jump out of the gym.
He's actually gotten a lot better the last
Fair enough.
Years.
Fair enough.
A lot better.
Fair enough. But is he... would you take him number one in the draft?
No, but he was a lottery pick, if I remember right.
Of course, but there's a lot of lottery picks. There's a lot of guys that are lottery picks.
All I'm saying is I think Zion Williamson is going to be much better than you give him credit for.
Okay, all I see him do is dunk.
I understand.
And I see him dunk against Syracuse, and I would like to see him do that in an NBA game.
I think I can guarantee that does happen in an NBA game.
That he dunks?
Yes.
Yes. I don't see him getting rebounds in that kind of room.
I can pretty much guarantee he'll get rebounds, too.
Okay, at that rate? All right, very good. Okay.
Is he going to get 15, 14 rebounds a game like he did last night? Probably not. There aren't a lot of NBA players that grab 13 or 14 rebounds a game.
All right, but that's his entire game.
I think he's certainly good enough to get 8 to 10 rebounds a game. I do.
All right, well, 8 rebounds in, 12 points a game.
12 points a game. I think he'll do better than that.
All he can do is dunk.
You've said that. I think that ultimately his strengths match up with today's NBA.
Which is what?
Transition, running the floor, getting a lot of points in transition, back and forth. What does Brad Stevens talk about? Transition defense.
But Brad,
the game is a lot faster now than it used to be.
Okay, but he encourages a guy like Marcus Smart to take that amount of threes. Marcus Smart takes threes and he can't shoot threes. The whole game is shooting threes now.
Well, his season total is pretty good.
Fred's right about that. It's more perimeter oriented.
Oh, it's all perimeter oriented.
I agree, but there is also room for a special athlete like this kid.
I mean, there's the new, if you want to know the new trend in the NBA, it's chucking it up well outside the 3-point
line. Also, defensively, this kid has enough foot speed to defend on the perimeter.
I don't think that he could defend someone like a Harden or someone like a...
I don't think he'll be matched up with Harden.
Then who would he be matched up with?
He'll be matched up with threes and fours.
So he wouldn't be able to shut down the team's best player?
I don't know about... On some teams, the threes and fours are the best player. Can he match up with Paul George? I don't know. But he's a big man who will play bigger than he is.
He's not a big man. He's 6'8", 6'7".
And the NBA is getting shorter these days. You have a lot of teams that go small.
Yeah, and why is that?
Because they have athletes that can play the guard multiple positions down low.
And what is the strategy now in the NBA?
To shoot from the perimeter. We just went through this.
Yeah. Come on, Johnny.
I
follow along. Just because you called Brian basketball
Look
doesn't
at
mean that.
That
you're the be all
Hey, Rich,
all.
You know what he did today? He brought the satin jacket with him today.
He's trying to be one of the b-ball boys today.
No, dude. I stick with the college game.
Okay. He's right? The imposter of b-ball boys.
No, he's one of the b-ball
no, no,
boys
No, no,
today.
No, 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 no.
There's
no.
a test you have to pass.
I don't suggest that I'm not giving you NBA. I'm a fan of college basketball.
Okay.
I would contend I watch it as much as
anyone
else. At
the college level, this kid dominates.
Yeah, and so does Cassius Winston. But I don't think Cassius Winston's going to be a great pro.
I think we have an imposter. Someone's trying to break in.
I know.
I know. Dude, the secret handshake.
Dude, I swear. Don't. I'm not trying. Stop. Trevor, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
I don't know. Coming from somebody who rocked the Supersonic starter jacket back in the day,
oh,
I watched Zion Williams play, and he reminds me so much of Sean Kemp.
That's what a lot of people say. Yeah, he's Sean Kemp. And I don't know how successful Sean Kemp would be in the NBA right now. Because he was, it's exactly Sean Kemp. He, listen, it's going to be fun. He's going to do dipsy-doo dunkaroonies.
Kemp weighs 50 pounds less than this kid. Or weighed 50
his,
pounds
his
less.
His game than this kid. Is similar to Sean Kemp's.
Yeah.
But it was Kemp. Kemp's the same height, right?
Kemp was about an inch taller.
Okay. That's a big inch. All right. Well, listen, one of the B-ball boys.
I'm impressed as hell, Fred. You really brought it today. Basketball knowledge.
I'm not trying to listen, I'm not trying to get involved. No. You guys can handle all the B-ball interviews.
There's room in the satin jacket room.
This trash can on fire is ours, Cat. Stay away. Listen, we're singing.
Take you back. Listen, I'm just rolling dice in the alleyway. Sneak eyes. All right. Brian Scalabrine was on the show. We'll talk to him. We talked to him at 5:30 in the morning. We'll have that for you coming up. There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rich. Real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Oh, yeah. It's stack time, Rich. What do we got?
All right. So if you are doubting whether or not Kyrie Irving wants to remain a member of the Boston Celtics, maybe there's a little bit of evidence that was dropped yesterday when Kyrie Irving and Jason Tatum appeared on a podcast together, in which their conversation eventually turned to Irving's future with the team. They were guests on a thing called Knuckleheads.
Oh, boy.
Which is hosted by Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles.
Okay.
And so there's this quote.
What is it, like they're in the loony bin with these knuckleheads?
They're a bunch of knuckleheads, these guys.
What are they?
Ne'er-do-wells.
Get ready to lock these guys up.
So I said, Mike, do me a favor. Take a listen and see if you can find this quote that's in here.
Hey, Mike, can you go listen to the worst name thing in the history of the world?
So I said, Mike, see if you can find this quote where the two of them talk about playing together, and I think Mike found it. Here, this is from the podcast. Okay, so Mike said, I can't listen to this anymore.
It's very disappointing. You know what it is? It's a menagerie of voices. It's performance art.
Right. Do me a favor. Dan, can you pull up that Marvin Gaye song? It's the beginning of that song where it's just a bunch of people talking at a party. It's
Got to Give It Up. That one. Yeah. Got to Give It Up by Marvin Gaye.
That's every, except for four, that's every podcast.
Oh,
I like Chip
Lord.
Chipperson. I actually like the Ron Burgundy one. Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan, if he has an interesting guest, is okay. And I can't think of anything else. But that is every podcast. Imagine if you turned on the radio and that was going on. Like, how bad do you have to be? Well, I mean, they're knuckleheads. I got that already.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Party, man.
That's the song. Okay, that's the song. Here's the podcast.
I mean,
have you heard that? How long could you listen to that?
For Mike, about 45 seconds. And then he was just like, I can't do it. I can't find this clip. But apparently, somewhere in the bottom of all that, like digging up treasure.
No, that's like one of those paintings that you have to like stare at.
The 3D
like,
one?
Oh, yeah.
To see like
it's
the
all,
ship.
It's all dots, but you have to kind of soft focus the
right,
thing.
Like,
to get
you
it.
Have to like, yeah, relax yeah, your yeah, ears yeah. to a point where.
Right.
Did you say it was an hour and 10 minute long podcast?
Oh, my goodness. God.
Could you believe that?
But I mean, that's what you get. You get a couple knuckles.
Well, so Irving started talking about playing with Jason Tatum, saying that they're a great duo. And he goes, quote, I see that same thing in what me and Tatum talk about now. We're 6 years apart. I try to tell him, I'm like, look, I'm a liaison between all of this. What you need me to do, I'll get out of your way once you get to the point of greatness. You go ahead. This is yours. You want it. Go take it. And I tell Jay as well, I guess talking about Jalen, me and you, no, Jason, I guess. Me and you going for guts and glory when it's all on the line. I need to know you right next to me, so let's get this thing going. I have a different relationship with all my teammates, but specifically with him, how special it is. But the way it actually turned out was them saying, and they probably walked out going, dude, greatest podcast. We completely broke it down.
Hey, listen, we don't take ourselves too seriously. If you ask me, we're a couple knuckleheads.
We're a bunch of knuckleheads.
Welcome to the loony bin.
Well, James Dolan is a guy who's really covering himself in glory over the last, 20 years.
He can draw a crowd, baby. God. You just get him on a stage outside and the whole place is rocking.
Did you see the new video?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's great. Okay, so we obviously know what happened a couple of days ago when there was the guy in the stands at Madison Square Garden saying sell the team, and he threatened to kick him out and never let him back in. And then he went on TV to justify it later on, which was kind of hysterical. However, this has brought up a bunch of people saying, hey, that's happened to me, but it wasn't at Madison Square Garden. It was at one of his concerts.
No. All right, so the stage is, it looks like a desert. Who cares?
Okay, it's at a festival.
Yeah, okay, so it's a festival stage.
So he, you know, you got to respect him because he worked his way up from being a no-name band to being able to somehow get noticed to be in this festival. Oh, no, he didn't. He probably bought his way
okay,
in.
Okay, so, well, yeah, I mean, come on. And so he probably paid for the festival. So there's this stage. A festival stage, it's huge, and they pan to the crowd, and there's under 100 people there.
No. Fred, you are way overselling this. There might have been 40 people in front
all right,
of that stage.
So there's less than 50 people.
You know what
there.
It looked like? It looked like when Kurt Schilling pulled that rally down at Government Center, when it was basically him standing in front of three cameramen and like a guy who was a friend of his.
Exploratory senatorial whatever it was that he did?
You know, it was like some protest.
Yeah, and he was protesting something.
Oh, I thought it was people who were going to show up to vote for him.
No, yes, so there's a guy, one of the 40 people who's there, is holding up a sign that says, quit your day job, sell the Knicks. It's pretty great. Just holding it up, not even saying anything, just holding the sign up. And here's James Dolan. Listen to the crowd reaction here.
Having a relationship was not appropriate. Oh, no. You. Come on up. Why are you here? You're a fan of music and you hold up that sign? Don't you think that that's a little negative? You don't, anybody else here think it's a little negative? I'm gonna invite you to leave. What do you say? So everybody else can have a good time. Okay, can you do that now? Thank you, goodbye.
Did you hear that crowd react? Anybody else think it's negative?
I just like that voice he puts on. You know, I'm just a blues man.
Do you not like music? Yeah, that's why I want you off the stage. Please.
No, he said quit your day job. Maybe he loves the music.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe he just wants you to continue to do this.
Yeah, he's like, I like music. Oh. And you're playing it.
Oh, that
I'm
guy.
Inviting you to leave.
How can you be so self-unaware?
And so why, everyone else can have a good time.
Just sell it. Sell the team. Be happy. Get your they think it's worth $4 billion dollars now? It's like it is by far the most valuable franchise in the NBA.
You know how the guy from Apple put on the US Festival? I mean, he could do like a 3-day event where his crazy blues band plays. His voice though is the greatest, like when he's on stage. Hey man, why are you even here? you like music. Well, why don't you take a hike
mm-hmm.
so I can dig into this blues riff?
Get back, Jack. Lay off the stack. Well, Phil Mickelson seems to be kind of caught in the middle of all of this scamming going on with getting into colleges. He said that his family used that guy Rick Singer and his company to help his children get into the world of college. However, he is saying that he did not participate in any bribes. Now, why would you come out and say this unless you knew that there was
you're getting ahead of it.
Yeah, so they have named this guy Singer as the ringleader in that big college bribery scandal. I'll tell you what's impressive as hell is the one guy who can go in and just crush any SAT or ACT thing.
Like, we were talking about that yesterday, but it's like almost a parlor trick now. Like, I think if you take it enough, you know, you're pretty set. It's just having a good memory.
I guess so. He's like in his 30s, and he was getting paid $10,000 a test to end up taking it. And they would fly him to wherever he was supposed to be, and he would show up, take the test. And at one point during this article that I read, they said he could call the score. So I think it's a 36 max on an ACT. Is that right? You can get a maximum of 36 points. So they, the people who wanted to take it said, tell him we don't want a perfect score because we want to, you know, call, we don't want the scent to be there, but a 34. And so he apparently called this Rick Singer guy who set up everything and said, I didn't get a 34, but I got a 35. And sure enough, they got the score back and it was a 35. Like, he knew exactly the score he was going to get.
Guy Fieri had to pay his kid to get into Oakland Community College
in Michigan.
Well, of course he did.
Or in Oakland.
Yeah. I mean,
he's from the north, Northern California.
So, Fred, did you know that your man, DJ Pauly D, has got a new TV show coming out?
Yes, I did.
Him and Vinny.
Him and the Keto Guido.
They are, is that what they call him on the show?
Well, that's what his brand is now. He's the Keto Guido. He's very into keto.
What is keto?
The diet.
Oh, keto.
No, it's keto. Well, he says Keto Guido, so Keto Guido doesn't make
any
sense.
I thought it was the keto diet. I could be, dude, I don't know. I have no
idea. If it's the keto, well, I'll take Vinny's pronunciation
the
of
keto
Guido. Okay, all
right.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the Keto Guido.
Come on. Maybe not. But either way, Vinny and Pauly D are living in a house with 20 women. And he says, what could go wrong? Watch the season premiere of MTV's Shot at Love on Jersey, April 11th.
Yeah, they're gonna both both going to get it in. That's what they say. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to my daughter and I sitting down and enjoying that. Because you got I don't have a lot of faith in Jersey Shore getting back on his feet. Because you got the situation who's in jail, and he's clean. So they just make him eat a lot. That's like his characteristic.
Okay.
You have Ronnie, who went to rehab, but there's no way he stays sober. But that's going to limit his crying. Then you got the girls who are still, you got the meatballs, Diener and Snooks. And then, but you know what? JWoww's going through a divorce, so maybe that will be fun. But I went to a trainer the other day, and the entire conversation was about Jersey Shore. I'm about ready to take a huge Jersey Shore quiz and see how I come out with
that. There you go.
We actually have the trailer for the upcoming season of Shot at Love. It's
I said this from the beginning. Lewis, man.
At one point, a girl on the show had sex with Vinny, and Vinny's known as being very large.
Yeah.
And so Snooki said that she was loosey-goosey. She looked at that as being a sign of her promiscuousness. She was loosey-goosey, she said. She said if she could do it with Vinny, that made her a loose goose. You know
Rich,
that?
Rich, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, listen, all I know is that... All I know is I watched I didn't realize there were like 8 seasons of Jersey Shore.
I didn't know that either.
Jersey
Shore is one of my top 5 shows of all time.
Well, the first season was amazing.
Oh, they're all... okay, so Mike had a... and we're blowing past. I swear I'll break. But like they came out that Mike, the situation had this massive pill problem.
Yeah.
So if you watch the Italian episodes knowing that, oh, it's great.
Okay.
He slams his head against the wall when he gets in a fight with Ronnie. And then Vinny, Pauly, and like one of the girls are like, Ronnie can't hit. He didn't even stun the situation. Just because you're big doesn't mean you can hit.
And you don't like the Fast and Furious movies.
The I never seen it.
Because that sounds like dialogue straight
from
it.
It's not real, but those aren't real, those movies.
And Jersey Shore is.
Jersey Shore, I will say, is they put him in situations, but Jersey Shore is very real. Ronnie gets in fights. Do you think they planned for Snooki to get hit in the face by a dude? Like, I don't think that they were like...
I think they deleted that after they got everyone to like tune in.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now in the subsequent episodes, airings, they don't show that. We'll be right back with Zoe and Hardy.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich.
By the way, Fred, I'm bummed. I can't go to KISS.
Why?
I can't go. It's like it's a night that I can't get out. It's like my wife she's got class that night, and there's something I have to do with the kids instead, so I can't do it.
Hire someone. Take the kids to KISS.
Yeah, there was part of me thinking about hiring someone, but then I was like, maybe I still will.
Is it like a performance of theirs, or is it?
No, it's a athletics thing. So I gotta do that.
It's like a game.
Yeah.
Are you coaching?
Yes, I am.
So get someone else to coach the game. What sport?
Basketball.
Yeah, get someone else to coach the game. What are you, crazy?
I know.
Have you got your
tickets yet?
No, but I mean, I'll get them. Don't worry.
Okay.
You're gonna miss KISS to coach a youth basketball game?
Well, yeah, and it's also, I don't want to, I mean, I got to hire a babysitter and stuff, too. Because my wife's going to be gone.
So? Will you never get a babysitter?
Where's your tickets?
How do you don't even have tickets
I don't
yet?
Have them yet. No, but come on. I mean,
what's the big deal about getting a babysitter?
It's going to magically appear?
No, it's just that it's a hassle. I don't know.
Don't you have a babysitter, like a young woman that comes over and watches the children?
Well, I mean, we have like somebody that we like to hire.
Right.
You know, a normal person. So, but they're not on the ready to go. I'll have to check and see if they'd be ready.
When's the show?
It's a week from Tuesday. A week from Tuesday.
Oh, I'm not going to be here.
Ah, you're missing it too?
Yeah,
I'm going to be
sunning himself somewhere warm.
Well, then I would be, and the other thing is I'd be going by myself.
Yeah, it's not as fun to go by yourself.
Yes, burn all your vacay now, baby.
I'm a get 5 weeks.
Yes, sir, you do.
There's no point. Listen, I got plenty left. We got a vacation when we got a vacation. We got to stick by the book, baby.
Best thing is you can't use Hardy in July. I won't be here.
Woo! We don't use it. We haven't used Hardy in the last two vacations.
I know. He won't be available in July.
But he's gone all of July?
Nope. This guy's gone.
Oh, you're gone. But it's nice here in the summer.
Yeah.
I'd much rather take a vacation now than in the summer. All right. What do you guys got coming up?
Lots of good stuff. Gonna have some fun today. Let's talk about these Patriots. These Patriots pickups. I had to do some homework on him.
Yeah, all of us did.
I never heard of him.
We're studying wildly.
Me, I call NFL games. I am football 24/7. I'm with. I never heard of him.
Yeah. I'm a Jets fan, and I've heard of neither of the two players.
Well, I've heard of the nose tackle panel. He's a good player. He's a good player.
Nah, well, he can't be that good if he.
I mean,
can't
he's replacing
the
Malcolm
Jets.
Brown. So I mean, it's. All right. It's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.